الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة لمن كان يرجو الله واليوم الآخر وذكر الله كثيرا. وقال أيضا: لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: كنت الدنيا كأنك غريب أو عابر سبيل، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاء والأكم، روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected elders, dear brothers, friends in Islam, I always remind myself first of all, and thereafter everybody else, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world for a very, very short space of time. And for us just to understand how short this time is, we'll give you an example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, that وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ عَامًا. That we sent Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam to his people, and he dwelt amongst them, propagated the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, completed the requirements of Risalat for 1,050 years, that is 950 years. Now friends, this was the time that he spent propagating the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The age that he got before becoming a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the age that the time that he had after the deluge, the floods, etc., after humanity was destroyed, all that put together is much more. All that put together, compare it to this one ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says regarding the day of Qiyamah, مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً. That the length of that one day of Qiyamah is like 50,000 years. Now in the Akhirah, whether there will be the rising of the sun and the setting of the sun, and whether there will be calculation of time, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. In this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the system. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ ضِيَاءً وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلَ لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابَ. That it is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made the sun, He created the moon, and these are traveling upon the axis, upon the roots. Why? لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. So that you may count the total of years and you may have accounts amongst you. How this also, the importance of staying in the company of the Ahlullah, of the Mashayikh, then they will open up our minds and the eyes of our hearts. These are things that we read, these are things that we studied, but it went in passing. Now they have made us realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, Wal Asr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking an oath of time. And then it makes us realize that time is also a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the passing of time is also a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to. That لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. So that you may count time, you may count the years, and you may have an account between you. How? That now it is the end of the week, the laborer has got to get his salary, he's got to get his wages, 1 month has passed, I must get my salary, the month has passed, I must pay my rent, I must pay my lights and water, it is now 12 months have passed, it is now the time of Hajj, or the month of Ramadan has come, we have to keep our fast, or the time 12 months have passed, now I have to pay my zakat. If there was no time and there was no passage of time, then how would we have known all this? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy and in His wisdom knew why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that He made the sun, the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, the coming of the days and the nights, etc. All for us to keep track of time. And that is the system of this world. Whether it will be in the akhirat like that or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. But for our limited understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that for you to understand what you would count as 50,000 years in this world, that is the length of the one day of Qiyamah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the average lifespan of my ummah is between 60 and 70 years. And we see that our noble master, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, left this dunya, this temporary abode, at the age of 63. These days, how often we are hearing of youngsters leaving the dunya. When we go to a Qabristan and you look at the headboards and the head plates there, and you will see the name plates, you will see very maybe one or two in the 70s, 80s, 90s, otherwise generally 30s, 40s, now even 20s. Now we're hearing of children being born with cancer, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. But just for us to understand that the life of this world is so brief. And the life of the akhirah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jannat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Jahannam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the inhabitants and He said, Khalidina fiha abada. Now Khalid, from the word Khuld, meaning something which is eternal, something which is permanent. Allah is speaking about the inhabitants of these two places, Jannat and Jahannam, they will dwell there forever and ever and ever. And to put emphasis upon it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the word abadan. That abadan also forever and ever. Twice in one ayah. Khalid also meaning something permanent, something eternal, something which will not end. And abadan also something which is permanent, something that won't end. Now, for us to, if a person has to sit in a corner and try and ponder, try and think about it, you will come to a point, to a breaking point where you'll say that no, it's got to end. Why? Because we are mortals. We cannot understand something that can carry on forever and ever. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that that life is eternal. It is unending. Now if you have to count, even if you had the life of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, 1,000 years, 1,200 years, 1,300 years, even a person lives 2,000 years, even for argument's sake, if a person's got to live for 5,000 years, the one day of Qiyamah is 50,000 years. And then after that, it is eternal. It is unending. That is why Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, in the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and who is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala? The father-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person who said that, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I love to sit in your presence. I just love to look at you, that my gazes be fixed upon you. I love it that my daughter be in your nikah. I love that I spend my wealth upon you. That being that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the title Siddiq. That being that who was all the time at the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, what a companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're speaking about the lengthy time of the akhirat. That it is something unending, something eternal, something permanent, something that a person cannot understand, cannot fathom. You cannot comprehend something that will be unending. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that life is unending. It will be eternal. You cannot understand it. Now everything there is based upon the life that we pass here. One time I was listening to Mufti Zubair Bhaiya Sahab Madhizul Lali, and he was saying that the life of insan is in four phases. One is the alame arwah, the realm of the souls, where it was only the souls, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gathered all the souls, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala posed the question that alastu bi rabbikum. Am I not your Rabb? Am I not your sustainer? Am I not your nourisher? And we all responded, we all replied positively, we all said, yes, bala, most certainly Allah, you are our Rabb. You are our sustainer. You are our creator. That was long before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world. How long was that zamana? How long was that time? How long was that realm? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Then came this alam-e dunya, that we are now in alam-e dunya, where a person's lifespan, what Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is between 60 and 70 years. How short it is compared to that alam-e arwah. Then comes the third phase. That was alami arwa, now alami dunya, now we'll go into alami barzakh. The life of the qabr. How long that time is going to be? Imagine from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, all the people who have passed away, the sun is rising, the sun is setting, the seasons are changing, people are doing their work, people are getting married, people are passing on, whatever the case may be, everything, the whole system of the universe is carrying on. How many thousands of years have passed? Nobody knows. Even archaeologists, somebody will say billion years, somebody will say 500 million years, whatever. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how long this world is in existence. And thereafter, from now till the day of Qiyamah, how many people are still going to pass on? How many years are going to pass? We do not know. But there, alam-e-barzakh will be a longer time, much longer than this entire duration. Far longer. And in this alam-e-dunya, person is only living 60 or 70 years. And that is the hadith that we read at the start, in which Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib." Then live in this world as if you are a stranger. As if you are a wayfarer. Or abiru sabil, just a traveler. A bus comes to a bus stop. Some people are getting off, some people are getting on, the train comes, a plane comes, somebody getting on, somebody getting off. This is our example. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلِي كَرَاكِبٍ. But my example is like that of a horseman. اِسْتَظَلَّ تَحْتَ شَجَرَةٍ. He took shade under a tree. He stopped to rest. After that he woke up and he carried on. Like that. So, we've passed through alam arwah. How many years that must have been? Allah knows best. Now the world, yeah, we are 50, 60, 70 years, or how long this world is in existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best, but in it we are for a very short time, and then comes alam barzakh, which will be very, very, very long. From now till the day of Qiyamah, that we don't know how many years have still to pass, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. And that world, alam barzakh. And then comes alam akhirah. The fourth realm, which is eternal. Which is, he said, a person cannot understand. A person cannot fathom. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made all this. There must be some purpose for it. It's not that a person did it, as our Shaykh says, that if you take a glass and you drop it, and it cracks, and it shatters, then it's going to break into pieces. It cannot happen that there be a bang and everything comes together. That people make us believe that there was a big bang, because they have got no answer for it. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being who created this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being who brought everything into existence. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that, then there must have been a purpose. And we had mentioned Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, that is why he used to see a bird flying, and he used to say, "Oh, how I wish that I could have been you." That you don't have to worry that one day you will have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will have to answer for your deeds. You fly from branch to branch, you eat your rosy, and then that is the end. The day you die, it is the end. We've got to worry and be concerned about what we are doing in this very short realm. The shortest of all the four realms, the shortest of all the four worlds, that how we are passing it and how we are going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer for the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna dunya khuliqat lakum, wa innakum khuliqtum lil akhirah." That Allah, that you have been created, that the entire world and the entire system of this universe has been created for you. And you have been created for the akhirah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us what the purpose and object of all this is. That there wasn't just a big bang. It's not just that the big bang happened and everything came together. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this and there is a purpose for it. What is that? وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. That we haven't created man and jinn, but with the object and purpose that they should worship me. And here Ra'isul Mufassirin, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who during the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was just a young boy, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. And in the barakat of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allahumma allimhu al-kitab, that Allah give him understanding of the meanings, of the in-depth meanings of the Quran Sharif. Because of the barakat of this dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is known as Ra'isul Mufassirin, the chief, the most learned amongst those who knew the meanings of Quran Sharif. That other sahaba used to revert to him. And that's also a great lesson for us. That for us there is no mufti Google, sir. For us are our ulama. For us are that we revert to somebody, we confer with somebody, we ask the ulama when we are in doubt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Fas'alu ahla dhikri in kuntum la ta'alamun. That revert to those who have knowledge. When you come to a position of, or when you don't know something, then ask those where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessed with knowledge. Nevertheless, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, became known as Ra'isul Mufassirin, the most learned of the Mufassirin. He said that in this ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, liya'budun ay liya'rifun, that Allah says, I haven't created man and jinn, but with the object and purpose that they should recognize me. That is the object of the creation of this world. Now all this we had mentioned, alam-e arwah, alam-e dunya, alam-e barzakh, alam-e akhirat, all that so that a person can recognize who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Like our Shaykh was giving us an example, which will come to the eventually, that just drinking a glass of water, what a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the entire system of this universe has come into play and into motion for that one glass of water to come into your hand. Or that one plate of food which you are eating, for that to come in front of you. The entire system of this universe came into motion so that the plate of food can come to you. Nevertheless, this is the object why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this dunya, that we should recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should worship and we should remember and recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as per the teaching of our illustrious Shaykh, Damat Barakatum, that before any talk proper, always make mudhakara of one of the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That if we want this recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we want success in all the realms of life, and we want success in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. We are in the month of Rabiul Awwal, the month in which Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. This is the month in which Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this dunya. This is the month in which the safar of hijrat, the journey of hijrat, emigration from Makkah Sharif to Medina Sharif was completed. A very, very great month. How unfortunate. Again, as per the teaching of our illustrious Shaykh, how unfortunate that we only talk of the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the month of Rabi al-Awwal. Whereas the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is supposed to have been before us, and we should have been practicing upon the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout the entire year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying with a lot of emphasis. And who is Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the Quran Sharif, Surah Al-Fatiha. Even before that, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with the name of Allah. Starting Quran Sharif, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That pray, all praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is that Allah? Allah is introducing Himself. Opening chapter of Quran Sharif. That now you are going to read Quran Sharif. You are going to read the Kalam of Allah. Who is that Allah? Whose book are you reading? Whose message are you reading? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. He is the nourisher of all the worlds. Not only you, all the world of the malaika, of the jinnat, of the insects, of the reptiles, of the animals, of the birds, of the fish, of those things which in our eyes may seem lifeless, of the mountains, of the grass, of the plants, of water, of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of all the universes, all the worlds. And not only that, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah is Rahman, Allah is most merciful, Allah is most benevolent, Allah is most compassionate, Allah is most kind, Allah is most generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is introducing Himself. Now you're going to be reading Quran Sharif, you're going to be reading His Kalam. Now that being, who is our creator, who is our sustainer, who there is nobody who's got more knowledge of a product than the person who makes it himself. The person who manufactures the product, he's got most knowledge about it. You manufacture a machine, with that you give out a handbook, that this is how you will operate it, that it works on so much horsepower, it needs this type of fuel, whatever the case may be. The person who invents something, he has most knowledge about it. Yes, later on it could be improved upon, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us, He has most knowledge about humankind. He has most knowledge about our needs, about our wants, etc. And the ways of our success. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who introduced Himself at the start of Kalam-e Paak, who introduced Himself already in Bismillah, in Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, that Allah who is our Rabb, that Allah who is our Creator and knows what we need and which ways our ways of success, He is telling us with emphasis upon emphasis, that لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ لَا and قَدْ. The lam is for emphasis and the word قَدْ is also for emphasis. Most certainly, undoubtedly, without a second thought, without any shadow of doubt, for you in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not only in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is all the teaching of our illustrious Shaykh. And from this we can see the importance of sitting in the company of the Ahlullah. We could have just taken a translation of Quran Sharif and read the ayat and the translation that it means this and would have read it and passed. But they will open up our eyes and make us realize that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, with emphasis upon emphasis, that most certainly stressing the point, showing its importance, that without doubt, without any second thought, for you, the way of success is in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah speaks about that being, for Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. That wow is for emphasis. The word inna is also for emphasis. That most certainly, you, la is also for, the lam is again for emphasis. Allah also to show importance. How many stresses, how many points of importance given in this one ayat? Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin adheem. That, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is good character? You are an embodiment of good character. Not only are you good character, but you are good character personified. Allah in Arabic, again the teaching of our illustrious Shaykh, to show something upon something else. That when you put something on top of something, then you will say Allah. This is on top of it, upon. So, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are upon good character. That even good character is under you. You are good character personified. You are an embodiment of good character. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بُعِفْتُ لِيُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. That I have been sent into this world to teach you good character. Now, yesterday our Shaykh was mentioning that when Europe was still in darkness, look at Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. That Europe just about 100, 200 years ago, they didn't even know what was cleanliness. How they were bathing, just sitting in a tub of water, everybody. And as our Shaykh says, that when they don't, and these are the people that we look up to. I heard one alim said, how unfortunate that we have made those people our leaders, whose leaders are dogs. That they got dogs on their leashes, and they're walking behind the dog, and everywhere now, clean up behind your pet, and they're walking with the dustbins and dropping bags in there, and we have made them our leaders. When they were still stooped in, they had absolutely no culture. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, when they came to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now paki and napaki, what is clean, taharat, cleanliness, that the drops of urine should not touch our bodies, etc. Just examples in passing. That for you, in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the most beautiful way of life to follow. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it conditional. And here again, as I said, had we just taken Quran Sharif, translation of Quran Sharif, this translation or that translation, read the ayat, read the translation and made any meaning in our mind. But our Shaykh has opened up our eyes, he says, yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it conditional. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهِ. For that person whose object is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has made his focus the Akhirah. لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ. And he's got the day of Qiyamah constantly in front of him. And then our Shaykh, by way of a beautiful example, makes us understand. Says, you've got a student who wishes to become a doctor. He by mistake, at the time of admission, he filled in the form and he got admitted into an engineering school. Now he wants to become a doctor. When he comes into the lecturing room, they are teaching about putting up a structure, how much concrete you need, and what steel you might, and how much reinforcement, and the angles, and how much you got to... This, although it may seem important to those people who are in the class, but to him it means nothing. You say, what rubbish is this? What nonsense is this? Because it doesn't appeal to him. That's not his object. His object is to become a doctor. He wants to be in medical school. He wants to learn about the body. He wants to learn about the heart, and the blood pressure, and the digestive system, and the brain, and all that. So his interest is not here. So to these people it is important, but not to him. Like that, those people who will make Akhirat their object, to them the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will appeal. Otherwise, wal'ayadu billah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, will even start finding fault in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah save us, we will find that people will say, the miswak was for that day. Today it is the toothbrush. Today there is toothpaste. And we will see success in the ways of others. So those people who have made Akhirat their object, Those people who have made Qabr their object, those people who have got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before them, for them the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is most beautiful, and it is the only way of success. And then again, by way of his example, our Shaykh teaches us that in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is every type of success for us. Hazrat Mullah Shah Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullahi alayhi of Hardoi used to say, Sunnat ka tariqa ahsan tariqa. That the way of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most beautiful way of life to follow. Ajmal tariqa hai, akmal tariqa hai. It is the most perfect, it is the most complete way of life to follow. For an example, that which we mentioned yesterday also, and is a teaching of our Shaykh also, and this is the importance of staying in the company of the Ahlullah. That if we eat according to a Western system, now we are six people in a family, each one has got his own saucer, each one has got his own plate, each one has got his own fork, each one has got his own knife, each one has got his own glass. Then after eating, how, first of all, so many dishes, to purchase so many dishes, so much cutlery, and then the each one's table mat, and each one's this, and each one's that. How much time will go in washing the dishes after that? How much soap and detergent you're going to need? How much water you're going to need? Whereas if you eat in the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everybody eating in one utensil, using so much less time in washing the dishes, so much less detergent that is used needed, so much less water that's going to be. How much time a person will have extra at his hand to remember Allah subhanahu wa taala? So in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is only success and success and success for us, and every type of success which we cannot even understand. Material success, spiritual success, success in this world, success at the time of mort, in the qabr, in the akhirah, in the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, by way of example of our illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Abdul Hamid Sahib Maddazil Ali, that it's not very, very long ago that when we used to purchase rice, then in the rice there used to be stones, there used to be twigs, grass, etc. And then the ladies used to sit and clean out the grass and stones, etc. Now we buy it, everything clean, ready, washed, everything ready to cook. But not very long ago, we can remember it, we used to buy it. And when we used to go and buy the rice, then we knew that there's going to be stones in there, we knew there's going to be grass in there, we knew that there's going to be twigs in there, and we knew that we're going to be paying the price of rice. So we're paying the price of rice for stones and for twigs and for grass and everything that was in the rice. Why? Because it stayed in the company of the rice. Now when the women folks sat at home, and they cleaned out this rice, and they separated the stones, they separated the twigs, they separated the grass, everything. Now they took it and they threw it outside. Now a dog will urinate on it, a person will tramp on it. Nobody's going to object to it. Why? It is separated itself from the rice. As long as it was worth the rice, we paid the price of rice for it. When we kept it at home, the way we looked after the rice, that is how we looked after the twigs and the grass and the pebbles, etc., everything that was worth it. Because it stayed in that company. We ourselves have separated ourselves from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by way of choice, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. That we have seen, we are looking for success where it isn't. Again, the example of our illustrious Shaykh, that person who had nothing in his life except one gold coin. And he lost his gold coin, he lived in the tin shanty, he lost his gold coin, and I started looking for it and couldn't find it, so he went onto the street under the lamppost where there was a bright light, and looking very, very disturbed and very, very uneasy and perturbed. He was looking for his gold coin. His friend who was passing by saw that my friend is in such trouble. He's so disturbed. He's perplexed. What's wrong? I lost my gold coin, and that is the only thing I had. Being a friend, he also started looking for a while, and then he asked him, but where did you lose it? He said, no, I lost it in my tin shanty. If you lost it there, then why are you looking for it here? He said, no, there's a bright light here. Maybe I'll find it. You can look till the cows come home. We'll never find it there. If he goes back to his tin shanty, even with a candlelight, if not with a candlelight, even by just movement of the hand a little bit, he will find his gold coin. Hopefully he will find his gold coin. Like that, success for us is in the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we are looking for it in the way of life of others. Our Shaykh again gives a beautiful example. Many a times while traveling, you see a mirage in the distance, you see water. A person is thirsty, and he sees water in the distance. And he goes towards that water. When he comes there, he finds it's not there, but he sees it further on. And then he goes there, and he sees it comes there. Again, there's no water. Like that, he can travel till where he feels that the horizon meets the earth. And a person can go around and around and around the world. There's no point where the skies meet the earth. But it looks like that. So you can walk and walk and walk. You will never find the end of it. If you want water, you will have to go back to the city. If you want success, you will have to go back to the well of Zamzam. We will have to reverse in time. If you want success, if you want to progress, our progress is in going towards, in going back in time, going to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For us to understand, the Sahaba-i Kiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they were those people that at that time there were two superpowers, the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire. They were not prepared to rule over the Sahaba, over the Arabs. They said to them, Antum abidu ibadina. You people are the slaves of our servants. And how unfortunate, we are living now in times even worse than those. We'll see it just now. When we speak of the Ayyam-e Jahiliyyah, the days of darkness, the days of ignorance before the advent of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what do we speak about? We say that they used to bury their daughters alive. This is the thing that comes to mind. Look at our times. Every day pick up the paper, pick up the newspaper, put on the news, and you learn a baby was found in a dustbin, dumped here. There were four babies that were found abandoned somewhere else. So we have gone further back. We're thinking we are progressing, but we are retrogressing. If we want to progress, we'll have to go back to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba were those people, the Arabs were those people, they were at the ebbs of humanity. They had no value, they had no culture. They were a person used to inherit the mother. After the death of a father, the children used to inherit the mother. And they could do whatever they could pleased with her. They could sell her off like a slave. When Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came into this dunya, then he taught us what was the value of parents. He taught us the rights of children. He taught us the rights of neighbors. That Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, when Jibreel alaihi wasallam mentioned the rights of neighbors, and Sahaba Ikram said that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned the rights of neighbors, we feared that the neighbor will be included as an inheritor, as an heir in the estate. So he taught us the rights of neighbors. He taught us, مَنْ لَمْ يَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّرْ كَبِيرَنَا فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا. That person who does not show love to our young ones, who does not respect our elderly ones, he's not from amongst us. If Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not come, then what would we have known? How would we have known how to conduct business? How would we have known how to conduct ourselves in our domestic life? How would we have known how to conduct ourselves in how to address somebody with respect? How to show love, etc. All this from Rasulullah Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that for you in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most beautiful way of life to follow. And as you said, we are in the shortest realm of life. Out of the four realms, we are in the shortest, and everything is based upon this. That Allah said, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that dunya has been created for you, you have been created for akhirah. This is our purpose. To find success in the akhirah, we will have to follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One great sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. That person who will not show gratitude and thankfulness towards his fellow beings, will never be able to show thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to show gratitude, to show thankfulness, this is a great sunnah for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam would spend the entire night in ibadat. We read in the Fazail al-Amal, his feet used to swell, and he used to cry and sob and make dua. So much so that Sayyidina, our beloved mother, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, when he used to come and call Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the Fajr Salah, that, oh Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already announced that لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already pardoned all your humanly errors. All the anbiya are ma'asoom. They have been protected. They are protected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has safeguarded them from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not commit gunas or sins. But as a human being, a misjudgment or error in judgment, or some humanly error, even that, whether it's in the past, whether it's in the future, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has announced that He has already forgiven it. Then, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why do you exert yourself like this? Why do you put yourself to so much pain that entire night you are staying awake? You are making ibadat so much, ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has already announced His pleasure for you. Then he said, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا, that in my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so compassionate, my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, that He has forgiven all my even human mistakes, humanly mistakes, even that He has pardoned, shouldn't I show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shouldn't I show thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then, that thankfulness, let us take it a step further, in the teaching of our illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Baddazil Ali, Who is it that blessed us with this iman? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is it that blessed us with every ni'mat? وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Yeah, again the teaching of our Shaykh. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا in the plural. That if all of you come together, human beings, jinnat, malaika, all the animal kingdom, the birds, the bird life, and marine life, every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the plural form, all of you come together. And وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ. Ni'mat is singular. That one blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If all of you have to get together and try to enumerate one blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا تحصوها, you will never be able to encompass one blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that what we mentioned on the onset, that one plate of food that has come in front of you. Our Shaykh was speaking this morning, wallah, one hour, and just speaking on the plate of food and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the mutton is from the Karu, the rice is from which part of the world, the spice is from Spain, and all the things from around the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought everything into your plate. That plate that is in front of you, how many people had to work in the industries, how many people, the raw material, for the rice to grow, the entire system of the world, the chemicals in the earth, when people didn't know what was chemistry, and people didn't know what was chemicals, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's entire system was working. The coming of the rains, the rays of the sun, the coolness of the night, everything for that rice to grow. And then the entire system of the transport of that rice towards the markets, the vehicles, the trucks and the tractors, and then in the manufacture of the tractor. How many people work? There is rubber in the tires, there is steel in the engines and in the bodywork. Then there is the fuel of it, the diesel and the oil and the petrol. The entire system of the universe worked for you to get that one plate of food. What we pay for it, then we say 50 rand for a plate of biryani or 20 rand for one mango. That is the monetary value. And that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attached a monetary value for our comfort. Now a person works, he knows I'm going to get 20 rand for my mango, but that he's going to live. Outwardly, that is the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the system so that we can live, we can complete our needs. Otherwise, one plate of food, one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot encompass, we cannot even understand. There's one eye that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. When they sell us a cell phone, then they say there are so many pixels and so many this and so many colors, 25,000 colors. But basically in this world, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, a few colors, that is the basis. And in Jannah, when one hoor will wear 70 dresses, and each dress a different color, and 70,000 damsels, each one wearing 70 garments, and not a single one like the color of the other, where babies, human beings, each and every person, their fingerprints, no two people have the same fingerprints. How great is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this iman. Should we not be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Should we not take out a little bit of time every day to thank our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That, oh Allah, in your wisdom you chose to make us human beings. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted, he could have created us as swines. That is also the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when people would have seen us, they said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. They would maybe have turned their faces away. Could have created us as a snake. That when people saw us take a chopper, try and kill the snake, take a piece of wood, kill the snake, or a scorpion, Allah could have done whatever, but in His wisdom, He chose to make us insan. Should we not show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that Allah bless us with iman. And then in this iman that Allah blessed us with, Allah could have made us Muslims, but from the nation of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah could have made us believers from the nation of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah could have made us believers from the nation of any other of His messengers. But Allah chose to make us in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Should we not show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And then the lineage that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Then the linkage with the ulama-i haq. How many things, as our Shaykh says, that we should take out a little time daily to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Initially it may just be words. It may just be without any attention, but eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the reality of it into our hearts. Now, just so much for that aspect of gratitude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world to become insan. To become insan is the only way of life, is the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can that way of life come into us? We will have to sit at the feet of the Ahlullah. Those people who are already insan, Those people who are already Rijal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. We are speaking about them, that the superpowers of those times are not going to rule over them. They said, you are the servants, you are the slaves of our servants. You are not worth being called human beings. We do not want to even rule upon you. But when they came to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then today, when we speak about them, we say, radiallahu anhum. And this is the announcement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. وَرَضُوا عَنْ And they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of them, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ They are such people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put them to an exam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested them. And what a test! وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shook them. A very, very heart shaking. What jihads they had to go to. What sacrifices they had. They watered the garden of Islam with their blood. How they made their children orphans. How they migrated, leaving everything in Makkah Sharif. Leaving the Kaaba Sharif. Going to live in Medina Sharif. What sacrifices? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Rijal, they are men. They are people. We are all people. We are all men. We have all got two eyes, two ears, two hands. We are all men. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they were men. Meaning that they followed in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They followed in the way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then they became what was the purpose of the creation. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants of mankind, that is what they became. If we want to become like that, then it is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that na kitabo se, na wazo se, na zar se paida, deen zinda hota hai, buzurgo ke nazar se paida. That not by reading books. And not by spending wealth, and not by not by anything else, not by sitting in big lectures, etc., but sitting at the footsteps of the Ahlullah, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, that when we speak of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, then how much knowledge of Quran Sharif and how much knowledge of Hadith he had, that we don't say Muhaddith Abu Bakr. Or we don't say Mufassir Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. The greatest title that Allah gave them, Sahaba, that they were the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deen flowed from bosom to bosom. From the bosom of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Sahaba. From Sahaba to Tabi'een. From Tabi'een to Tabut Tabi'een. From Tabut Tabi'een to the people after them. And let us, with a link, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right down, or from this side, if we say, from us to our elders, from me, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid sahab, Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid sahab to Shaykh, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Hakim Akhtar sahab, rahmatullah alayhi. From him to Hazrat Shah Mawlana Abdul Radul Haq sahab, rahmatullah alayhi. From him to Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanwi sahab, rahmatullah alayhi. From him to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, rahmatullah alayhi. And like this, On and on the chain goes right up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for deen to become alive in us. We can read kitabs, as I said many times now, that in the meaning of the ayat of Quran Sharif, you could have taken a translation of Quran Sharif and read it. What would have been the meaning and what would you have understood? That when we'll sit in the company of the Ahlullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us into this world with an object that to become insan. And like the physical body becomes sick, like the physical body gets diabetes and blood pressure and cancer and brain tumors and all this, and we go for ilaj, we go for cure, we go for remedy to doctors, like that the soul also gets sick. The diseases of the soul, pride, anger, animosity, jealousy, hatred, all these things have to be cured. And like the physical body has got medical people to attend to the physical diseases, like that the spiritual body, the soul, also has got people to deal with it. These are the Ahlullah. For that we have this program today. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His infinite mercy has brought us. Inshallah, we will attend the program after Maghrib and listen to the gems and jewels that will be spread for us by our illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Madzilani. And we should always have this concern. For that, Hazrat has arranged an Islahi Jalsa again in Azadwal on the 20th, 21st and 22nd of February, the 1st, 2nd and 3rd of Jamadiul Ula. We should try and attend. Like we are always concerned about our physical ailments, we should have concern and worry about our spiritual ailments. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me first of all with understanding. Give me tawfiq to realize what I have said, to practice upon it, and thereafter everybody else. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.